You're listening to CPA Review, and more you're listening to CPA Review, and more you're listening to CPA Review, and more you're listening to CPA Review, and more.
You're listening to another episode of CPA Review and More with your host, Phil Yeager of Yeager CPA Review. And my name's Rob Medford. I'm your producer and director here at CPA Review and More and Yeager CPA Review. And together, we're bringing you the number one podcast for CPAs. If you're in the market for a CPA review course or simply want to know more information about the CPA exam, check out the Yeager CPA Review website at YeagerCPAReview.com. You'll also see that we've released a new subscription format of the same great Yeager CPA Review course that you know and love on a new month-to-month, no-commitment format. For more information on that, once again, check out the Yeager website at the link in the description field of this show. Without any further delay, I'm going to pass the microphone over to Phil.
Well, Rob, thank you very much. And once again, I could do the show without having Rob as my right, left-hand man, whatever hand it is. And today, once again, this is CPA Review and More. But once again, we're on doing more. Right, Rob? This is more.
Yes, this
and
is more.
I thought with the end of tax season, people are tired. And they may want to think about, well, are there any vacations out there that are reasonable? Because a lot of people just think they can't afford vacations, you know, whether it's a cruise or it's a destination. So I brought on with me today, Dolly McDermott. Dolly is a travel agent and she's with Travel Leader. And tell me if I'm wrong on this, Dolly. Thomas Hogan Travel. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
And I've known Dolly now for Dolly, actually, when I moved to Maryland, we met Dolly because her son, who's probably, oh God, he's my daughter's age, they became very, very good friends, her son Rob. So I've known Dolly for a long time. And Dolly, how long have you been a travel agent?
Oh my goodness. 40 years.
So Dolly is now 45 years old. God bless her. Happy birthday, Dolly.
Nine.
I'm sorry, what? 49? Was that 49?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I missed by a few years. But anyway, Dolly, it's the end. I don't know. Do you get a lot of accountants, CPAs who come to you at the end of tax season and decide they need a vacation from all that work? Do you have any clients in that area?
Well, actually, I do have two. One is my own accountant, who still is in Maryland, and not you, but that's because you teach, you don't do all the time. And I have a very good friend here in Myrtle Beach who is an accountant, and she has just finished tearing her hair out after the April 15th deadline.
So is she now, did you recommend a vacation for her? What kind of vacation? Why don't we go through the different types of vacations and what approximate, you know, I don't want the exact dollar amount, but whether people, it's affordable, all right? If I come to you and I say, all right, Dolly, I'm just so tired of tax season. I can't see another tax return, all right? I need a vacation, all right? What are the current types of vacations you can book?
Well, I have to clarify what you want by a few ways. Number one, how long do you want to go for? Is it an overnight? You need a staycation? Do you want a long weekend? Do you want to drive? Do you want to fly? Do you have a passport? That pretty much qualifies where I start. Then the most important next question is, what's your budget? Do you want to spend $100 or do you want to spend $1,000? Do you have specific things you want to do? Do you want to lay at a pool, lay at the beach, go sightseeing? If you're resting, most people don't want to do a lot of sightseeing. Do you want to play golf? Do you want a spa? I have to qualify the kinds of things you want in your vacation or trip before I can plan anything.
Is a one type of trip vacation that people want actually take, or is it just very varied?
It's very varied, but a lot of people who are looking for something usually are looking for an all-inclusive that's very popular. They know they're going to spend one amount of money. It's going to include everything at the resort that's offered. There may be some things that are surcharged if you do them, like jet skiing, if it's not included, or a spa service. But when they say all-inclusive, they mean it includes your room for the number of nights you stay, all the taxes, fees, gratuities, meals, and alcohol. That doesn't mean that you can't upgrade your alcohol level if you wish to have top shelf over what they call house brand. But it means that you're going to spend, for example, three nights, $1,000, and you won't be constantly opening your wallet.
And that includes all meals? What does that include?
All your meals, all your alcohol, all taxes, tips, fees, transfers, the room per night in whatever category you pick. And there are packages that also include air.
Now, there's different ratings. Are there ratings like 5 stars, 2 stars, 3, 4? The one that I see advertised all the time says they're 5 stars and it's a luxury all-inclusive. I'm trying to think which the name of that is. You know which one I'm talking about?
Well, there's tons of 5-star all-inclusives. And I have to say that there are more in the 3 and 4-star range that they may say are 5-star, but there are a lot of 5-star. A lot depends on where you're going. I just went to Cancun for 6 nights in March. I did what they call a 5-star all-inclusive resort. It was absolutely 4+ or 5-star. It was exactly what they said. It was a great location. The restaurants were great. The beach was great. The pools, the staff was incredible. And let me say, Mexico, Cancun, you know, Mexico is a big country. There are parts of Mexico that are not where I would send anybody at any time, but there are places in Mexico that are perfectly safe to go, just like anywhere in the United States or anywhere else. You have to be street smart. You don't walk by yourself drunk down the street at 3 in the morning. I don't care where you are.
Okay. But are there any areas of Mexico that are dangerous?
I would go to Mexico City right now. That there seems to be a lot of stuff going on there. But Mexico City is not a big destination place in Mexico for vacationers. It's far more business. I'll tell you, I love New York vacations. New York City is a great place to go. You can do and see a lot in the weekend. It is not a cheap destination, but it is cheaper during the weekends than it is during the week because the hotels are more expensive for business travelers doing work there during the week than they are Friday and Saturday night. However, New York is a place where I wouldn't walk down the street at night by myself after dark, especially certain places. So it's common sense about, you know, keeping yourself safe.
What is the cost to go? If I want to go to New York, for, I guess it would be a Friday night, Saturday night. Now, does that include also tickets to a Broadway show if you wanted to include it in your package?
You can do packages that include a Broadway show. The big difference is if it includes the Broadway show, it may be specific seating. And it might not be the seating you want. And some of the packages do allow you to upgrade the seats. but some do not. There are some excellent wholesalers for tickets to shows. And I'm not talking about the ones where you walk up on the to the kiosk the day of the show where you can buy them. If you don't care what you're seeing and you want a bargain, walking up to one of those show kiosks during the day, the morning of the day you're going to do the show, it's a great way to get a ticket at a low price. But you could be up in the top tier. You could be in the orchestra. It depends on what they have open. If you know you want mezzanine so you can see or better, there are some good wholesalers for buying tickets in advance. You buy the cost of the ticket, you usually pay them a ticket fee on top of it, maybe $15. But if you're spending $150 on a ticket to see a show, to get the right seat is $15 isn't really a lot more.
There is that, I know when I go into Manhattan, they have that half price ticket lines. You know what I'm talking about, yeah. Middle of Times Square?
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, so we're talking about, and the lines, you have to line up. Oh my God, the lines are unbelievable. They have the shows that are available, and they're usually the shows that have been on Broadway for a while. I mean, you're not going to get tickets to Hamilton, you know, on the half price.
No, but you, that's where you could now get your ticket to Phantom.
Right.
How many times have you seen Phantom?
Only about 7 times. No, the show you're thinking of that I've seen 30 times is Les Miserables.
Oh, Les Miserables. Okay. You, that has a 7 and a 0 is how many times you've seen it.
I've seen it enough that I probably, well, I still don't know the words to the songs. For some reason, the words are so complicated to me. No matter how many times I hear it, I still don't know the words to the song. But the one thing that's interesting me about that show is I turned on YouTube and they're doing a something in August. I think it's at the I don't remember the theater, but it's in probably in the London area where they're bringing back for I think it's 13 weeks. Some of the original cast of Les Miserables.
Oh, at the must be the anniversary show.
I'm sorry?
It's probably the anniversary show.
So, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to say that it was 25 years ago that Les Mis was introduced in the theater in London. And they are probably bringing it back as their 25th anniversary.
Actually, I think it's been on longer than 25 years. It's
really?
In the 80s. I think it's the 80s. But no, this is they showed it on YouTube, and they're saying the tickets are going fast, but there's still some available tickets. I don't know. It's special performances, and but that.
Well, definitely, Phil,
I'm sorry.
I can fly you nonstop from Baltimore or Dulles. On British Air or United to London, you can go on a morning flight, which means you would get there London time, early evening, as opposed to flying yourself overnight, and do a show ticket and maybe some other stuff in London for 3 days, 4 days, and come back. You and Bonnie, I'm going to say it depends on when it is for the show. If it's the fall.
It's sometime in about August 19th.
Okay. Well, that's still peak season.
Right.
I just did tickets for somebody the other day to London, and right now they're running in the $1,400 to $1,600 per person range for coach. Now, you can go.
That's for the airfare. But what? Tell us about the room charges, the hotel charges in London. They're quite high, aren't they?
They are, but there are lots of wholesalers that we can buy a bundled 3-night package that includes tax and breakfast. And even at some of the better ones, we could probably get you 3 nights for another, for 2 people, I'm going to say $1,500 for 4 nights.
So now, actually,
I'm not talking about the Ritz-Carlton or the Connaught. I'm talking about absolutely perfectly leveled hotels, like maybe a Marriott level. And that's just to give them an example of the, there's nothing wrong with a Marriott, and they're in great locations, but that would include everything.
Now, for the summer coming up, are more people staying in the States, like going to California, versus, or are they traveling to Europe? Where are most of the people? Well, I guess it depends upon the currency of the euro, right? What people are going for the summer?
You know, if the euro is, and the exchange rate between the euro and dollar is good, that encourages people to travel more. But when you want, when people want to go and they have money here in the U.S., they're, when the dollar is good, people travel and they don't worry about the currency exchange.
What is California still a state to go to for the summer? So we're lucky.
I'm sorry? I didn't hear what you said.
My question is, where do people travel in the United States mostly during the summer? Do they go mostly to California? Do they go to the different state parks throughout the United States? What kind of vacation do you put? If someone wants to go travel for, say, 2 weeks and stay in the United States because they don't like to leave the United States, what's some good destinations? Like California, can you give me some examples?
Is it going to be a family vacation with children or just two adults?
Yeah, let's say you have a family, two children, maybe they're 8, 9, 10, that's three children, but 9 and 10. What would be a good vacation for that? You remember, the parents really can't just take off and enjoy themselves. I guess they could. But what type of vacation would you recommend? And what would be the cost approximately for that type of thing?
Okay, well, first let me say that summer months are peak season for family travel. So, of course, that means that what might cost $100 in May might be $125 or $35 in July. So, if you want a family vacation and you're not flying because you want to save the money, going to the beach is not necessarily the best vacation because the beaches are expensive, but going to the mountains would be great. So you could go into a mountain area not far from you. If you're in Myrtle Beach area, you could go to Boone, North Carolina. It's about a 4 or 5 hour drive. There are great resorts up there. There's some whitewater rafting. There's fishing. There is sit at the pool and sit at the river kind of basking around. There's hiking. But if you are looking for a beach vacation, you're going to end up spending a little more because it's prime time for beach. But I can tell you this. You will spend twice as much at a Maryland or New Jersey beach as you will at a North Carolina or South Carolina beach. And that's because North and South Carolina is less expensive for the same thing that you get in Maryland or the New England area. Now, New England is another great summer vacation. It is not high heat, but it does have beaches and lakes and rivers. It does have hiking, sightseeing, all kinds of history. Bar Harbor, an incredible place to go. And most of those places, you can fly to Boston and rent a car and drive, or you can drive. A lot depends on driving as to where you are and what's going to be within a reasonable drive. If you're taking two kids in a car, you don't want to spend more than 6 or 8 hours or make yourself crazy. Although movies in the cars help these days to make it better. I'm going to hold on 1 second. I have to close my door. The lawnmower guy is outside. Hold on.
All right. Actually, we went to Bar Harbor probably about 5-6 times. And it is the national park in Bar Harbor is Acadia National Park. And
yep.
And they have in there a restaurant called Jordan's Pond House. And they have the best, what are those things called again? Bonnie would know the answer. But you sit outside on the lawn. They have this most delicious lemonade. And you can hike around that. That used to be, I think that was the estate of the Rockefellers, wasn't it?
Well, that might have been one of them, but Arcadia National Park has an incredible hiking and biking and driving tour to it. And you can go up. They have a tour that goes up there for sunrise in the morning.
Yes, I remember that.
And if you go up there, and we did this many years ago and took the kids up there. Well, actually, my husband took the kids up there to see sunrise. And then you come back down, and the newspaper gives you a certificate for doing the tour to say that you were at the top of the mountain for sunrise. It is the highest point on the East Coast. There are great restaurants in Bar Harbor and the area around. Lobster rolls are incredible. There's great wine, blueberries are abundant. It's one of our really nice areas. It's not hard to get to from Boston. Bar Harbor is just like a maybe 3-hour drive, 4-hour drive.
See, we flew into Portland.
You can fly into Portland. It's only an hour. Yeah, you fly to Portland, it's about an hour.
And as far as those blueberries, they have the best blueberry pie I've ever tasted, you know, during the summer. I mean, it is, and every place's blueberry pie is just somewhat different. And of course, the lobsters, Dolly says, the thing about it is you're never going to taste any better lobster than Bar Harbor because it's fresh. And we went into the lobster pounds, Dolly.
Yeah, they, like, you will be driving along and you see this little, looks like a drive-in restaurant, like the old days where you would drive up at an A&W root beer and you would get burgers and stuff. Well, you drive up in Maine and there are picnic tables outside and you go up and you order a 2-pound lobster with drawn butter and corn and you sit on the picnic bench and they bring it out to you. And if you're ask them, they'll even break the parts away for you. So they'll take the claws and break them and stuff so that, and they'll give you the crackers and, you know, the claw crackers and all that stuff. And you just sit, instead of eating burgers, you eat lobster.
That is the sweetest lobster I ever tasted. It was so good. I remember that. But that's a great vacation. I lived in Denver for 6 years, was going up to the mountains in Denver. Denver has the most beautiful mountains you'll ever see.
And Denver is a great location if you want to fly somewhere to go to a ranch kind of area where you can, I don't want to say dude ranch because that sort of almost gives the wrong connotation, but it's a relaxed atmosphere. They include breakfast and dinner usually, and they include whitewater rafting, horseback riding, or you can get the packages where it includes the meals, but you pay different for the activities that you want to participate. Hiking, they almost all now have pools or they're near water that you can actually swim. The kids can swim. A beautiful thing to do, and lots of national parks in the area. Colorado's
also
great.
Dolly, to add to this, because I hate humidity, all right? When you go up to the Colorado Mountains, it is dry. It is so dry, and you'll never see any bluer skies. It's just, it's a beautiful part.
And no humidity in Bar Harbor either. When you go into the New England area, past the Boston area and up, you don't have any humidity.
Well, the last time I went to Bar Harbor, I said to myself, I don't think we're going to go back again because Bar Harbor to me has become very, very touristy. And when you go
very
up the
commercial
main
over the last few years.
Yes.
You know, it's like anything else. A good thing gets spoiled because everybody finds out about it and does it. But I think it's calmed down again a little.
Yeah, I mean, they still have good restaurants. And you go up the streets, and all they're selling is sweatshirts, T-shirts, you know. And you can only see those sweatshirts and T-shirts so many times. But they
The first year we ever went there, I'll bet you couldn't count 25 people in downtown unless they lived there.
Now,
when I went the last
downtown is wall-to-wall people.
Now it is 2,500 people that don't live there that are down there. It's gotten very popular. But again, you can go at times of the year when the weather is still great and there's things to do and see, but it's not full of tourists. Mid-August, a lot of people's kids get ready and go back to school now. So mid to late August is still a great time to go. And there's still lobster and there's everything else.
And another thing that I've done is we took a cruise of New England, speaking of the fall. We took a cruise of New England. And that includes Bar Harbor. What's included in that cruise in New England, Dolly?
Well, you can go from a couple of different different ports. There's one from Baltimore. There's one from New Jersey, which is Liberty. Liberty, Jersey. There are several from the New York City area. And even one or two from Boston. And depending on which area you depart from and how long the cruise is, it depends on how far you're going to be going up into Canada. You can go as far as Montreal, Quebec. That's about as far as they go. Sometimes if it's a round trip, 7 day, they may go into past Boston into Nova Scotia a little bit. And come back down. If it's from New York, you can go a little further one way. I love the New England cruise. They're usually in the fall, the most important time because of the leaves and the changing of the season. That's the best time to go. They are not bargains, meaning they are still new enough that it's not like a Caribbean cruise where there's 100 of them to pick from. There's usually a limited number of them, and they are still in great demand.
And are they reasonably priced, or are they very expensive?
I would not call them inexpensive. I think that there are bargains to be had out there. You know, a lot of people think that if you wait till the last minute, you're going to get a bargain. And that's true. You might end up, if you book something 2 weeks before or 30 days before, you might get a bargain because anybody who's booked in advance, their final payment is due usually 45 days before the event, before the cruise leaves. Well, within 45 days, the cruise line is going to say, oh, look, we have 30 cabins. Let's put them on sale. Well, those 30 cabins might be on each deck, five cabins at the very front of the ship. Well, when you're not in an ocean and you're down cruising in a calm area, the front of the ship might not matter. But if you're in an ocean cruising and there's any rough weather, the boat, the first thing that goes into the water is the nose, front of the ship. And that means that you feel the most motion in the front.
And everyone gets seasick? Is that the way it works?
Well, it depends on who you are. If it's me, I will never take a cabin in the front of the ship because, yes, I would be sick. But if it's people who sail all the time and have no problem with motion, they don't mind it. The other thing is you may not get a balcony. You may end up with a window or a smaller window. When you do that within the 45 days, you're basically getting a choice of what's left. Now, they also may do what they call a guaranteed category, which means you pay for an outside cabin, whatever the lowest price is, And they're going to guarantee that you get an outside cabin. They don't tell you where on the ship. It'll be somewhere on the ship. You never get less than what you pay for. You always get higher in the same category. But on a rare occasion, they may not have an outside cabin to put you in, and they have to switch you to a balcony. That is unusual. It happens. It's happened to you, but it's not the norm. You usually are placed within the category you buy, because what they do is they send a note to all those outside cabin people and say, we'd love to upgrade you to a balcony because you paid for an outside and they paid full price. So they're going to upgrade them first so they can move you in your cheaper price to the outside.
But does it really make a difference on the room? Because most people say they're not going on a cruise to stay in the room. If you have a small cabin.
Unless you go to a mini suite or a suite, the size of the cabins are almost always the same, whether you're inside, outside, or balcony. Now, the balcony gives you the door to walk out. Some balconies are very small. They don't even have chairs out there, but you can stand out there. Some cabins are French balconies. They are doors that open just like a balcony, but you actually don't walk out. It's just a French balcony. You look out. An outside cabin could be a picture window. It could be a porthole. It could be a half picture window. An inside means it's inside. There are no windows that look outside. There are some insides that may have windows that look out into the ship, like to the main part, to the middle of the ship, but that doesn't look outside. So it's still called an inside.
But Dolly, once again, if you took the cheapest room, all right?
Yep.
Well, aren't you're still entitled to the same, most cases, same facilities as someone who has a larger room, isn't that correct?
Absolutely. It does not matter if you paid $500 or $5,000. You get the same restaurants. You get the same alcohol. You get the same entertainment, the same pool, the same shore excursions offered to you. You buy your shore excursions. You can upgrade your liquor. You can pay for a spa service. But all the stuff that's included with the ship is there, whether you paid $500 or $5,000.
Now, Rob is from the Midwest, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Does he have green blood?
It's pretty much green.
Okay. Rob, I'm from Wisconsin.
It's actually very ironic, the number of people that I've met here on the East Coast that are from the Wisconsin area or around the Midwest.
I was born in Milwaukee, raised in Wauwatosa, and moved to the Maryland area when I was 14 because my dad got a contract with the government. But my blood is green all my life.
Always has been, always will be.
Any exciting vacations in Wisconsin?
Oh, you can go to first of all, you can go to Green Bay. It's fabulous. And secondly, you can go to the Wisconsin Dells. If you've never been to Wisconsin and you want to go into the lakes and lake area of Wisconsin, which is beautiful. You can go fishing. You can get a cabin. You can be in a little town. In the old days, the Wisconsin Dells was just a gorgeous little town area. It's, again, gotten, like Bar Harbor, much more touristy. But, yes, there's lots to do in Wisconsin. Yeah, and you can go to an Indian thing at night, and they have the they'll do the whole Indian dance and tribal thing because there are still Indians in Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's one of the few states that actually have all of the casinos managed and run by Native American tribes.
Yep.
And that's for tax purposes, isn't it, Rob?
I don't know about that one. It's probably because of taxes.
They don't pay any taxes.
It wasn't tax purposes. It was not tax purposes. It was because They wanted to keep their land, and the government had to say, if you're keeping your land, you have to be able to pay for it. And they said, well, what are you going to do to help us pay for it?
That's right. But are they taxed? I don't know if they're taxed.
Pretty sure they are, because the
Connecticut.
Well, the casinos aren't on a reservation. They're generally in like the heart of the city, like Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee. It's huge. You can see that from anywhere in Milwaukee. That is not Indian reservation.
Right.
So are you actually Cherokee, Rob? I'm sorry.
A little bit of Choctaw.
You're a little what?
Choctaw.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Dead serious. Serious as a heart attack.
Now, when do you actually talk? Was it Choctaw?
Choctaw? I don't speak the language. I'm actually so little blood I can't receive anything from the tribal councils either. I'm only 164th. You have to be at least, I think it's 116th for Choctaw.
Is there any demand? I'm sorry, any demand for translators of that language?
Most Native American tribes that I've ever come in contact with, they all speak English.
That's interesting. All right. By the way, I did take a tour of, I started in Spokane, Washington, and it went through Nebraska. It was called a Talk Tour. It was a bus tour.
Oh, Talk.
Yes.
Yep. It's an excellent company.
Yeah, and it was the only problem was the average age at that time was 98.
Okay, well, you fit right in, Phil.
At the time that you took that trip, you were 40. Now, if you took it, they'd all be the same age as you.
But they wouldn't look half as good, Phil.
That's right. That's right. No, it was sad because, and I'm not making fun of this. I remember we actually went on the Salmon River.
I remember that trip.
Yeah, and the problem was, I was one of the few people who get into the boat.
You met that one nice couple on that trip that you guys stayed friends with for the longest time.
Yeah, and we lost contact with them. Yeah, and that's true. You do meet. I think these trips are nice. Like these Talk Tours, even the cruise ships. You know, you get to meet people. You may never see them again, but you know, you get to meet them, and
you still see me.
I still see Dolly, but we didn't meet you on a cruise ship, Dolly.
You do pick and choose seeing me, though. All right, let me tell you something else about Wisconsin. Wisconsin is the home of an incredibly great vacation place for families. It started in Wisconsin. It is now in several other places, and it is called Great Wolf Lodge.
Yep. Great Wolf is Wisconsin Dells.
Yes. So Great Wolf Lodge, there is one in Williamsburg, there's one outside of Charlotte. If you have a family with small kids and you want to take them to have something fun, and you get one huge room, and the cost of the room includes the tickets to the water park. It's an indoor water park. So in the wintertime, it's a great thing to do. It's a great thing for families to do. It's a wonderful Christmas gift to give. As a grandparent, you give it to the kids and the family to do it. They have restaurants there, but your room can include, if you get the right kind of room, a full kitchen area. I take my kids. We take food with us for the first night, and then the second night we order all the food with us for the restaurant. We stay two nights. My kids love it. My 18-year-old is saying to me this last weekend, Kellen, who's going to be 18, Phil.
Amazing.
18. Said to me, Yaya, you haven't taken Remy on a Great Wolf Lodge trip. Maybe we should do that. Now, Remy is the 3-year-old grandson. So I guess I'll be planning that for this year. I have to do it while I can still afford to do it.
Well, Dolly, I have to tell you, my favorite trip, and you know, I'd like to share this with everyone. This is when I was young and daring. It was a full day, half of the day you rode on horses, you know. And then the second half of the day, we went on a white water rafting. Okay?
You did this?
Did I ever tell you they did this? It was a lot of fun. Anyway, after riding on the horses for 3 hours and getting off there, I looked like I had something happened to me, but I couldn't walk. I mean, it was just unbelievable riding on a horse. But this was the second part of the day. You know, they gave us a lunch, very nice lunch outside. And then we went white water rafting. Now, the guy read all of the precautions to me, you know, and he says, well, you know, you could fall out of the raft. And the minute I heard that, I said to him, well, what's the chance of that happening? He said, oh, no one ever falls out of that raft. All right. So, and
did
by
you fall
the way,
out
there
of the
were
raft?
Four and fives. These, that's the number. I think they go what, through six? I forget the way the rapids go. But this was a four. All right. So we get in and I'm in there maybe 2 minutes and I get thrown out of the raft. And I saw my whole life flash before me. You know? And I thought to myself, poor Bonnie, what is she going to do for the rest of her life without me? And okay, and then, okay, I thought to myself, I was out in this water. Now, the water was only about 2 feet deep. But you don't think about that. I thought I was about 12 feet deep. And he kept throwing the oar at me to grab onto. Well, eventually, this guy picked me up. And by the way, I'm no lightweight. He picked me up and, you know, like threw me over his shoulders into the raft. And I said, boy, that was really fun. You know, that was real. I would do this again. After a time I think about it, I wouldn't go in that thing again. All right. I thought I was going to die there. I really did. I really thought. And by the way, if I died, I wouldn't be able to do CPR review. Right, Rob?
Absolutely.
Boy, the
podcast. Do this podcast.
It would be very difficult.
But still,
yes,
I remember going to Alaska with you, and we did the land trip first before the cruise, which is what I always recommend.
No, you did. We did not go on the land trip. You went on the land trip.
Oh, you just came and met us. Because I know that we went whitewater rafting on the land at the beginning part.
Right. And I heard that's very nice. That's a land and sea package. And by the way, going to Alaska, if anybody's thinking about it, it's not inexpensive.
It's very expensive. I wanted to take my family for my 75th birthday, and I'm not doing it because it would cost me $100,000. It's $5,000 a person. If you're going to do it, you should do it land and cruise.
$100,000. That's unbelievable.
$5,000 a person, and there's 20 of us. So I'm taking everybody to New York City anyway for my birthday instead.
Oh, okay. And, you know, by the way, if you're going to go to Alaska, you better get there pretty soon. The glaciers are all melting. All right? They really are. Even though yep. There's global warming. All right? You know what I'm saying?
It's all about the global warming. And
I know.
All the people visiting make it harder.
So you're going to New York. Oh, well, I don't know. A lot of people, you know, I'm from New York, so I find it very interesting that a lot of people have never been to New York. Have you been to
New York? I love New York City.
Yeah, I've been to New York.
I've been to London. I've been to Paris. I've been to Madrid, Barcelona. Now, I love Barcelona. I love Paris. But I'm going to tell you right now, hands down, if you want to go to a great city and you don't want to go across the water, and San Francisco is great too. New York City is incredible. It's got the history. It's got New York Broadway plays. It's got museums, great food, and you do not have to spend a fortune for great food in New York. I'm taking them because my kids, grandkids, except for one, have never been to New York. And some of my kids have never been to New York. So we're doing a New York City trip. We're not going the weekend of my birthday because it's November, and I want to do the water taxi that goes around the city, and you can get off and on wherever you want. So we're going to go in October because it'll be not hot. It'll be a good time temperature-wise. We're going to go over a weekend. I'm going to show them what I love about New York. And it'll help that I have a son that used to work in New York as a Budweiser rep, and he's going to help me get, and he'll get help me get tickets to either a show or a sporting event. We have to look to see what there is.
Dolly, to summarize, let's start. What is the best trips for the value, as far as, you know, money, and you get the most? What would that be? The cruises?
Cruises are excellent because they include everything except alcohol, unless you buy a drink package, or if it's celebrity, they give you the drink package as one of their perks. So you don't have to constantly...
Talking about celebrity cruise line. Do younger people still go on celebrity, or they go over to Carnival?
But Carnival, I'll tell you what. Carnival out of Charleston is one of the best bargains in town. And if you live in the area of Maryland, you can fly nonstop on Southwest Baltimore to Charleston. You can take a 4 or 5 night cruise in a balcony cabin out of Charleston for less, and it includes all your meals and the stops. They usually go to just the Bahamas unless you take a longer than 4 night or 5 night trip. All the meals, everything, fun, you pay your alcohol, less than going for Charleston for 2 or 3 nights. Charleston is a very expensive but wonderful destination.
Yeah, that's another beautiful city, Charleston, Savannah. I mean, you can
love those.
I mean, I don't know how many years it would take to go see the entire, you know, all these terrific places. And
when you're here next.
The unfortunate part is people don't get a lot of vacation. You know, people who are in their 40s, you know, they get their 2 weeks and that's it. They just, you know, people don't have time. And I think, like Europe, I was talking with
you. Here's the thing. People do have time. They just need to figure out what they can afford for the amount of time they can afford. And I promise you, there is something out there for them to do. But they have to want to do it. To help them find. I'm willing to help. People in my profession want to help them find something to do. And unless it's something where I have to do it all on my own and don't get paid by the vendors, then I charge a fee. But usually I don't charge a fee because I get paid by the people that I'm selling the space. So I might have to charge you $50 or $100. That's the most I almost ever charge because I'm really too cheap in my fees. But I want people to go and have a good time. They love it. They'll come back to me. And in the end, it's worth being the early bird special because, you know, they like you enough. They'll come back for the full course meal.
You know, let me just say this, Dolly. Why don't you give everyone your name, phone number, if they want to get a hold of you. And let me just say one thing. Travel agents are a dime a dozen, but you have to find a travel agent that has traveled a lot. Because, you know, if you want to go to New England, all right, you'd like someone who's been there and experienced a lot of things. And a lot of travel agents do not know anything about the places that they are talking about. So Dolly has been all over the place. So if you need a travel agent, all right, I would recommend, and it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to live where she is. Everything's done on the phone now. And just tell her, you know, as I said, what you want to spend. And she'll even make suggestions if you don't know exactly what you want to do. And Dolly, how do they get a hold of you if they want to?
Okay, so my name is Dolly McDermott. My direct line is 843-280-8408.
And repeat that one more time, Dolly. Dolly, repeat that one more time, please.
843-280-8408. I am affiliated.
Dolly, can you go over the phone numbers one last time?
Phil, we're going to have that in the description right away as well.
Oh, you want to have that down? Okay. But Dolly, I've known you a long time. I recommend Dolly. She's an excellent travel agent. And, you know, deal with her. She'll send you the places, the right places. Okay?
Well, let me tell you one other thing. My office, Thomas Hogan Travel, that's affiliated with Travel Leaders, we have a great website, Thomas Hogan Travel, and we offer great packages that we set up as groups, and that's under thomashoganvacations.com. And if you go to thomashoganvacations.com, you'll see a menu across the top. It'll say cruises, land packages, specials. You click on those, it'll show you what we have going for the time period coming up. There are national park trips. There's one that's in the fall that's called Historic Rails and Balloons. And that's a trip that you fly into Denver, you take some of the old railways to get to Albuquerque. You do the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, and you see some other parts of New Mexico and Colorado along the way. That is a really nice trip. We do national parks. We do tons of cruises, Caribbean, Europe, you name it. Panama Canal, one of my all-time favorite things. Philip, have you ever done the Panama Canal all the way through?
Yes, I have. Halfway through.
No. So if you go halfway through, it's like going to New York and not going up in the Empire State Building. You need to go all the way through.
Unfortunately, when I was going halfway through, as usual, I was talking to people, and I missed going halfway through. And the only way I could see it was to buy a videotape.
Well, so you go through the lake and end up on the other end. It's still one of the wonders of the world that over 100 years ago, they started pulling ships through these small, narrow canals by mules. And they still do it the exact same way, except the mules now are electronic robotics. But that's why certain ships will only fit. And that's how you can get from one ocean to another ocean, from one end, the Atlantic, to the Pacific. If you go halfway, it's usually a 10-day trip from Fort Lauderdale or Miami. If you go all the way, it's usually 15 days.
That was a terrific cruise. I really recommend it.
Yep. I have to say goodnight now.
All right. Well, thank you, Dolly. Thank you very much. And I'm sure everyone got a lot of information from you. And once again, Dolly's phone number will be on the site someplace, Rob?
Yep, in the description of the podcast.
And I know we went over a lot in a short time, but, you know, you can still call her up. She loves to talk to people, Dolly. So, you know, Dolly, thank you very much for your time. And Dolly is on her way to a luncheon. Correct, Dolly?
I am. I have to go to a meeting at noon.
Okay, well, enjoy your lunch. Thanks again, Dolly. And I'm sure I'll see you soon. Everyone, this is Phil Yeager, and I do hope this is a little different. This has nothing to do with accounting. And, you know, I got this idea with the travel agency because when I used to do the video call-in, I did a video call-in from Denver, I had travel agents come in and talk about trips because, once again, it was going from the spring to the winter, and they just wanted places to go, and there was a big... People were happy to hear travel agents talk about exotic places. So it went over. People really liked it. I did it a couple times. So once again, instead of just going over accounting, I'm trying to pick areas that might be of interest to you. I realize not all of them are going to be of interest to you. Some will. But once again, I can only tell if you actually contact us and you say, we'd like to hear a webcast. No, it's a podcast. A podcast on this subject, all right? We're trying to cater to you. We want you to enjoy listening to these, all right? So anyway, I want to thank Rob again, and I'm going to let Rob take us out.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for being the best part of CPA Review and more with your host, Phil Yeager of Yeager CPA Review. Again, my name's Rob Medford. I'm your producer and director here at CPA Review and More and Yeager CPA Review.
If you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like to hear about on the podcast, we want to hear from you. Send me an email to podcast@JaegerCPAReview.com. That email will be in the description bar below. If you're in the market for a CPA review course or simply want to know more about the CPA exam, check out JaegerCPAReview.com and you can learn more about our new subscription format. Again, if you're in the market for a CPA review course, Jaeger now offers a month-to-month subscription format of their CPA review product with a no long-term commitment, so you can check it out, take your exams, and then when you're done, simply cancel your subscription or keep it rolling if you want continued access to the course material. For more information about our subscription, check out JaegerCPAReview.com. Until next time, everybody, thank you for listening and take care.